Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life, whether it's physical, mental, or digital. And say hello to your host, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm all right, even though I'm interrupting you when you're saying hello to me. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
There's problems of having a podcast.
I thought it was more like it was a problem of being a Brit, but then living in the Middle East and then having to interrupt people.
What? What? Yeah, the British bit of apologizing is true, yes.
Yes, I'm working very hard to like dethrone myself from this British pedestal that I found myself on. So I'm kind of like working my way backwards, maybe. Maybe that was the reason for that. But anyway.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
So last week we had a guest on.
We did, yeah. We had Ali in Oklahoma.
Yeah, so that was interesting. We had a little bit of a kerfuffle with the daylight savings change that happened just literally that week in the US, yeah.
So we had that, but it was great. And it was kind of fascinating to, you know, we asked questions about certain terms that she used in her book, and that's an American thing. You know, like the shopping and what was the
chain stores and
the chain store. And you give coupons still, which we stopped doing like 20, 30 years ago in the UK.
It's just interesting to like the kind of contrast that happens. But the contrast was like one level of it, but then it was also, like you said, like it was just the variance in approach to dealing with something. Because I have family and stuff in the US, and they're very into their coupons. And like you said, like in the UK, they've moved on. Here, it was never really a big thing. And again, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, it's a younger country. Therefore, we're not going to implement this.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of differences in the way, like just the day-to-day life is, right?
But it's weird, isn't it? And I mean, for us, because we're in a melting pot, and I talk about this, you know, often, and, you know, I mention it in my social media as well, that because it deals with so many different nationalities, that there's always cultural nuances that I find out about. You know, like recently I've been working with a lot of Iranian clients, and it's because it was Navroz, which is the new year, it's spring cleaning. They always spring clean before Navroz, but a lot of them have not had time, so they've been contacting me after it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, last few weeks it's been all Iranian clients, which is unusual because I haven't had that before. Like not that many Iranian clients before, but it's been wonderful because, you know, I'm getting to learn about their culture, their food, their clothing, you know, and things like that. And so it's always, we're very lucky here that we can experience so much, and especially being an organizer, going to different houses, expats and locals and stuff. But yeah, it's nice to talk to somebody who's living in another country and what their experience of life is, day-to-day life. And how she organizes, because she does it based on seasons.
Yeah.
We have two seasons here.
It's hot and hotter.
Yeah. Kind of. Sometimes cold for a few weeks, a few days, and that's it. And there's mosquito season as well. So we have four seasons, but we have. Yeah. So it's things like that. So it was lovely.
Yeah. And it's interesting how much a lot of those differences actually impact how we organize and how we do stuff. I mean, we try on the show quite often to try and accommodate some of those things that we know about, right? So when we talk about certain things, we're like, okay, well, if you're living in a country that does this, maybe this is the people you need to meet, or maybe this is the organization that can support you, those kind of little nuances.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting sometimes when you see the contrast and you realize like, wow, that's, you're dealing with a whole different problem that we don't deal with. Like, so the coupon thing for me is like, we barely deal with it here, but it's so prevalent in the US.
Yeah, it's so prevalent. And she was very, you know, she was spot on in what she said, that, you know, you by the time you buy the newspaper to get the coupon, you spent that much money. You can't even use the coupon unless you do buy that product. And usually these coupons were for new products anyway, so it's not your normal product.
Yeah, that's what she was pointing out as well.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I loved it. And it's good to see how other people live.
Okay. So today we're going to be talking about something that we hope is pretty universal.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about...
Jeans. Well, it can be any clothes, but jeans is a good...
Jeans as in, by the way, denims, guys. Just denim, putting that out there.
No. We're not going to start talking about how to organize your biological genes. No, we're going to talk about jeans. So we did do a social media...
I mean, considering the current times, would be an interesting topic to talk about. Explain people what mRNA is. But
anyway, that's not. So we did a social media post on Declutter Me recently about the different kinds of jeans that you have in your cupboard. And the reaction was so big and so funny that I thought we should talk about this for listeners who maybe don't follow us follow Declutter Me on social media. And if you don't, why don't you? You can follow us at @DECLUTTRME. Anyway, did you like that?
No. I don't know because
he's
just,
shaking his head.
I'm shaking my head because you've taken away something I would have done at the end of the episode. Now I have nothing to do here.
I'm segueing it in today.
Okay, I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to sit here and let you do your thing because apparently I'm not needed here.
And I'm going to do my little dance. Anyway, so we're going to talk about. So there's a lot of people have this. I obviously don't. I have two lots of jeans. I have. Jeans, which are my expensive jeans that I wear for a day-to-day life, which you know me, I wear jeans constantly. So I have these three pairs of jeans. Two jeans are the same, and one is a skinny jeans, and that's it. Then I have now four pairs of jeans because they're old jeans that have now gone into the old pile, which I use for work. So I wear jeans at work. The jeans that were my nice jeans that now go relegate into the old jeans.
Right.
They go into this pile. And also I've got one comfortable pair from Marks and Spencer's that I love that I wear as well for work. So there, I have a uniform and a non-uniform and that's my pile. But a lot of people have these different piles. So I wanted to talk about them and how we can try and remove those piles, two of these piles. So one pile is the no chance in hell you're ever going to fit into them. Like you fitted into them in the 90s. Or, okay, if you were born in the 90s, you wore them when you were a teenager, okay? Or when you were at university.
There are people that still keep those jeans though?
Yes. A lot of people keep those jeans. So they're the jeans that you wore in your 20s, before you got married, before you got pregnant, and you're hoping that one day you'll lose your weight and fit into those jeans. Now, those jeans, especially for, and most women, there are a few anomalies of women whose body shape goes back exactly to how it was before they had a baby. My sister-in-law is one of those people. We're not jealous at all. But everybody else, most people, their body changes, especially the hips, you know, the top, everything. So it's, they can't fit back into those jeans. But correct. They keep them because there's a hope. And that pile is quite big usually. So that's the no chance in hell you're ever going to fit into them. So if you're in that position with those jeans and you've had them for decades, not even years, not even months, decades.
Right.
You need to think about putting them into the donate pile or the sell pile and getting them out of the house. And, you know, not do the 90-10 thing, like, do that 10% and get them out of your house. They're taking up valuable real estate in your wardrobe, most probably, whether they're folded or hung. And, you know, why? When you can put in nice new jeans that will fit properly and most probably have Lycra, because if they're decades old, they don't have Lycra and they're really stiff.
Yeah, it's one of those funny things, right? I was just thinking about this as you were saying this, that like, this is one of the downsides of the fact that jeans are very durable.
Yeah.
That you kind of, when you have that hope with an... I'm not saying it's true for every dress, but for the majority of things that you wear, they either fade or they tear or whatever. And then you're like, well, I have to throw them now, you know, not because I'll never fit into them, but I'll throw them now because I can't use them anymore. Whereas with jeans, it's so tricky, right? Because they kind of hang around for a very long time.
Those decade-old ones do. You know, right. You remember the Levi's 501s? Yeah. They're stiff.
Very long-term ones.
The ones now, they do rub because they're more cotton and because of the cotton and lycra mix they use. So there is issues in the crotch area, which I have had. So I patch up all my new jeans. I have to put a patch in to prevent the crotch fraying. The jeans. So that's happening a lot with women, especially with women. I don't know about men.
Okay, yeah.
But you can, you know, we can find out from our male listeners as well if they have the crotch fraying thing. And I'm rubbing my hands when I shouldn't really.
And I feel like a lot of male people, like a lot of the males will come and be like, of course I have that, you know, like because it's like...
Because
it might have an implication if you say like no. But to be fair, that's not something I've run into yet. But my more recent, you're right, but the more recent ones are the Lycra ones and stuff. And they seem to they've lasted so far.
Yeah, they last, yeah, I mean.
They last a while. It's not
It's not like months or something go, but it does go. I mean, I buy Paige jeans. I've been buying them now for 10 years. Must be about 10 years. More than that, really. And I've had about 5 pairs now. So that's quite a lot. But I mean, I wear jeans a lot. I mean, practically every day. If I'm not wearing them at work, I'm wearing them at these Page jeans out, you know, for everything. Right. And I have one pair that's dark color, so they're for going out, and the lighter color, which is for day. So I do go for it a lot, but they do fray. They do have this crotch fraying thing. Whereas the old ones don't. But yeah, if it does, so back to what we're saying. So if it's, there's no chance you're going to fit, your body shape has changed completely, please put them into the declutter pile or into, you know, the donate pile or the selling pile.
Yeah.
It's difficult to sell jeans. I've tried before over the years in different places. It's very, very difficult because people are different sizes and there's different lengths and everything. So most of the time it's just best to give it for donation. The next section is the someday I might squeeze into it if I have a bad stomach flu. And that's happened to me like once.
That is my.
Every decade?
That category is funny.
Yeah. But you know, we've all had that, right? Like, you know, you had the stomach flu and you're like, die. And you're like, oh my God. And everything
suddenly,
come out.
And suddenly everything starts to fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for a little while. Yeah.
So you're like, oh my God, I can fit back into these jeans. And then you forget that you have these jeans until then you go back in weight. And then you go, oh yeah, I could wear those jeans and now I can't. So if you've got those and if you've got more than one pair of them, I think you need to get rid of them. Like, you know, what's the chance of you going from stomach flu size to normal size again? It's pretty much quite quickly, right?
So yeah, because the second you can start eating, like, you resolve that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that, and then when you've got the stomach flu, you don't want to really go out, you know, and you want to wear something comfortable, like
sweatpants. Yeah, it's a whole different dilemma.
Yeah, you don't want to wear jeans. So, yeah, forget about it now. Let's move on. Let's not take up the valuable real estate. Let's put that into the declutter pile, you know, out of your life. Because, and a lot of people have a lot of pairs of these, you know, it's just 1 inch or 2 inches too tight. Right. If it's too tight and too uncomfortable and going up your crotch or digging into your hips and your stomach, why are you going through this pain? Why? For what? Like, you know. And I know it can be heartbreaking when you've spent like 1,000 dirhams or like £200 on a pair of jeans, you know, like Page or Seven for Mankind kind of jeans. Yeah. I know it's heartbreaking, but if it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. So either try and sell them or donate them. Get them out of your house, get them out of the real estate, and let's move on to the ones that do fit, which are the ones that you actually wear. And they're most probably 2 or 3 pairs that you love and you wear all the time and you forget about all the others, either because you can't fit into them or because
they're just that comfortable. So that you keep picking the same ones out of the pile. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. And there's usually about 3 of them, which is like what I have. 3 pairs of jeans and that's all you need. Right. And you wear all the time. So yeah, think about those 3 categories. Like, so if you've got the no chance in hell of never fitting into them, get rid of them. If you've got the bad stomach flu jeans, get rid of them. Maybe keep one. Maybe. And then you got the ones that you actually wear.
Like, it's really interesting, right? So obviously I've gone through massive decluttering a couple of years ago and stuff. And so now all I have is I do have 2 piles, but I go the other way. So I've got the stuff that I wear regularly.
Right.
But then I have 1 pair of jeans that's a little bit loose.
Oh.
That I hang on to, because there are sometimes, because the ones I wear are well-fitting. And then occasionally there are times when sometimes I put on a little bit of weight, and this is something we've all been through last year. And partly because sometimes you're just having a day when you're a bit bloated or whatever it is. And those are like super comfortable. So I have 1 pair that's 1 size bigger than my regular
size.
So
we have 4 piles and not 3 piles.
Potentially. Well, I don't know. I don't have the other piles, but yeah, but there could be a 4th pile where you have ones that are a little bit more comfortable.
Loose.
Yeah, yeah.
There is that. Because that, yeah, I mean, I have one that's looser, which I put in my work pile.
Because it's just comfortable and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, to put a little note here as well, like, because I know a lot of people who are working towards losing weight, for example.
Yeah.
And sometimes in big ways, and might be hesitant to like let go, and it's a bit tricky because you're kind of oscillating between sizes sometimes and all of that. So actually, that started there for me when I kept the big one. Then I realized, like, if having that one larger one was super useful, like you said, last year, actually, when we were just stuck at home, sometimes I was wearing jeans and stuff. You want the comfy ones. Mm. But then sometimes, like, that's what happens. And sometimes I wake up in the morning and I'm like, man, I don't want to sit in something that's well-fitting.
Yeah.
I just want to let it out. Comfy, and so a size bigger actually works really well for me.
But the thing is, and I think for all, like, okay, there's no chance in hell fitting one completely gone. The one that's a bit tight and the one that's loose, have one of each for those situations if you must. Like, so get
If it's happening often enough, then I think, it makes sense. But otherwise, actually, I don't see much value in that either. Yeah.
And there are a lot of clients that I have that say to me, you know, they are working to lose weight. So there is a lot of that. So the part of the decluttering process is they're decluttering their physical stuff, they're changing their, so that's the first part of the change.
Right.
And then they're changing themselves mentally by going to a therapist, and then they're changing themselves physically. So there's a whole lot of life changes that they're doing because they've been stuck in a rut, or they've been, they've had some, you know, grief or other mental aspects that have happened to their life, or they've moved back to their parents' house after being at uni, and, you know, they feel like they lost their freedom. So there's so many elements in their life that they're dealing with. So then weight fluctuations are part of it as well.
I agree. And I think with jeans, you experience them more easily than you do with other clothes.
I mean, because you know where the belt hook bit is, and it goes into your stomach, and it's, or it is so loose that the belt, like, you know, ruffles up the, not ruffle,
I get what you mean.
Scrunches up, isn't it? And it's just like, oh, it's like, but have one of each. But let's not take up real estate with having four or five pairs in different colors or similar colors that you might get into. Let's be realistic about it, you know. And, you know, there'll be other things you can wear instead, like maybe a dress, because they're more fit, you know, you can fit them for different, like, if you're in the fat or thin section of your life, you know what I mean? Is that the right word to use?
Probably not.
No,
actually, that's, I mean, it might be, I don't know. It's a funny sentence, though. If you're in the fat or thin section of your life, here's your suggestion.
Here's a dress. Just wear a dress. This is what I do. Like, I have a cosh dress that covers every little sin, and I've had a few clients that bought the same dress, different colors, and it's the best dress ever. Like,
no, that's
fair. Covers all the sins. If you're feeling big, you're feeling small, want to wear jeans, want to wear heels, perfect.
I think we all have that. I mean, even I have that with t-shirts and stuff as well.
There's you wear with heels like, and dresses.
No, but I meant like that we have some looser fitting ones that sometimes when you're not feeling, or like you said, those things. I know those fluctuations maybe happen less for men, but they do happen.
Yeah.
And then as you were saying earlier as well, like, I mean, when we shift from our 20s to our 30s, 40s, like, we do see body changes that happen. That are not, I mean, even non-pregnancy related, right? So that do happen. You are not going to fit into stuff that you were when you were 22. Yeah. And that's not because you can't attain that weight. It's only because your body shape starts to change. For a lot of us, it does anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's good to be mindful of that and not hold on necessarily to a pair of jeans that in that kind of a hope. Yeah,
exactly. So for any type of clothes, I mean, we're talking about jeans, but you can think about it in the same way, like you said, as for trousers, for shirts, for dresses, for anything. But jeans is a good benchmark because there are so many people with so many pairs of jeans. You know, there's a minority of people who don't wear jeans. I mean, maybe not as much as I wear jeans, but there are, most people have got a few pairs of jeans, right?
That's true.
And then, you know, as we're talking about jeans, let's talk about looking after your jeans, because I am obsessed with jeans. So let's, you know, so do you know how to wash them?
Yes, we've talked about this, but yes.
We
should wash them inside out, and then there's a frequency, right? Like, you shouldn't wash them too often.
That's what we're talking about, But I met a man at a dinner party. No, it was a Boxing Day barbecue. He didn't wash his jeans for years.
Oh.
And he had said he had met somebody from Levi's who had said that you should never wash your jeans. Or is it the head of Levi's has never washed his jeans ever?
Yeah, because he has access to a ton of jeans. Like, it's not a problem for him.
Well, we were like, well, he could just help himself.
Yeah.
But he never. So this guy was like, well, he never washed his jeans. I'm never going to wash my jeans. And we were all like, ew.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I do, by the way, I do agree that, like, people overwash their jeans, in my opinion. And I think that you can kind of go easy on that.
Yeah.
But I don't see, like, it's almost like the comforter you have in your duvet you have in your bed.
Yeah.
You don't wash it every day just because you use it. But at the same time, if you go endlessly without washing it and or dry cleaning it, like, that's going to be a problem after a while.
Maybe a bit too stiff.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it will start to cause problems, right? Eventually. Like, this, for me, jeans are the same way. They are durable. They can be worn very, like, multiple times before you need to wash them. But if you're wearing the same pair of jeans every day, like, I don't think you can go months without washing them even.
No, and the smell.
For weeks, I mean, yeah.
Like, ew.
Yeah, it's not feeling
bad. I mean, for me, so for my normal life jeans, I, you know, I wear them. If it, if I do go for anything where it's muddy or, you know.
No, of course. Any that's, issues, that's a given. Yeah,
where,
yeah,
or
yeah,
I drop food yeah. on it and stuff, yes, that will go in the wash. But otherwise, it's once a month. And yeah. then, yes, you do it, turn it the wrong way around. Turn it.
Inside out.
Inside out. That's the word. Turn it
it's
inside out.
It's a Pixar
out.
Movie, Shalina. Yeah, I can't I believe you lost
I
that.
I forgot words. Turn it inside out because then the color doesn't fade as much. So that's right. a good trick that I've always learned. For my work ones, obviously, because I use it and it does get dirtier quicker. So and because of COVID requirements, which I made myself, I wash my clothes. I mean, the tops are closed
with every
time.
Session. Yeah.
Sometimes if the sessions are shorter and it's not so dirty, you know, I haven't gone through walking around on the floor or doing things, then I'll have two sessions wearing those jeans. See about how often you wear it and what you're using it for. If you're on a construction site, then obviously you have to wash it every day. Some people don't, and I've seen people who work in construction sites, you know, like engineers, and you see jeans and stuff and go, should have washed that. That's like on a different, that was supposed to be blue and now it's white or beige. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, ew. So yeah, that's a good thing to do. And you're supposed to put it at 40 degrees, not 60 degrees, because otherwise they shrink.
So not too warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that was in the old days when there was less lycra involved. So you know, so like with the Levi case, jeans when it used to be really stiff. Yeah,
well, but just check the label and check see the label, what they suggest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yes, that's my tips for looking after your jeans. And I steam my jeans. I don't iron them if I can. So it gets rid of the
that's
creases.
A good point you make, actually. Yeah, yeah.
And if you do iron it, you do it the wrong, the inside out.
Yeah, the wrong way.
Inside out. But even during the month, you know, when I'm not washing it, if it gets creased, I will get the steamer out and steam it.
Actually can help. Yeah.
It puts it back into position. Also, it lifts stuff out. I feel lifts the dirt and the sweat out.
Like from a sanitary point of view as well. Okay, yeah.
That's my theory. Right. I'm sticking to it.
Okay, cool. I think that's our exploratory episode into jeans today.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to talk to us about jeans, I guess you can do that by
to us about jeans. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit us up on @declutterme. That's @declutterme. But of course, we can talk about all things decluttering, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.